Hello.
Hi, is this Starlet?
No, this is her daughter.
Her daughter. So this is Shira again. I think I spoke to you last week from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
I just wanted to follow up with you first to see how you're doing and then to check in if you were able to schedule that assessment with your mom with the IEB.
No, not yet. My parents said they wanted to think about it.
Your father is George?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have my colleague working on his case as well. Okay. Thinking about it, it's definitely not a, you know, pressure. It's whatever you guys want to do. We do have a case open with us, so we do have our team working on it. So I would just ask if you have any questions. We're here to help you and to let us know where you're holding.
Okay. Question. So I spoke to them about the services that they would need, that they could use.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, you know, just when they get older, they just don't want, I don't want people all in my financial business, but, you know, how much money I make.
I understand.
And I was like, yeah, and I told him, I said, well, I'm trying to help y'all create like a burial account. You know,
right.
We can dump a lot of money into a burial account. We can do a spend down. You know, and creating a burial account with a funeral home so that you can, so they can have things for this stage of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get them okay with coming and having an assessment done so that you guys can talk to them about what kind of things that we need.
I'll be honest with you, we don't discuss things like that. In regards to his finances and stuff, we understand the caution, especially in, you know, elderly people. They can not always do they understand the scope of where we're coming from, which is totally, you know, seen in our line of work. It's not, you know, you're not the first to tell me that. So what I would just tell you is that this program is state provided and county provided, meaning to say the county and state have, you know, access to the information regardless, because they are applying for that service, they just asked for it as part of protocol. But you guys wouldn't be giving us the financial information. It would be straight to the county, who already has more or less all the information about, you know, your parents.
So you wouldn't need to know their financial standing?
No, I would not get it. We're just the agency that would be hiring whoever it is they want to be their caregiver.
That would be me.
That would be you. So we'd be hiring you. We'd be walking you through the process of getting them the services. But essentially, we don't personally get that information unless you request us to help you get it. Our main job is to get them onto the program, but personal information stays between them, the bank, and the county and state. It doesn't. You're not just giving it out to any random people or company or anything, and we're legally binded to protect all information with all of our clients. So that's not like seriously between one person to another. We don't get any of that, like I said, unless you need our help to call the banks and stuff like that.
Okay. So can I call my mom on a three-way so you can talk to her?
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Because I can just put her on this line if that would be helpful.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So do you mind holding for me so I can put her on the phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I have my mom on the phone.
I'm doing fine, and you? Yes. Well, I really don't have no questions right now. I just want to know how it works. What's it consist of?
Hi, Starlet. This is Shira from Family First Home Care. How are you doing today? Good. So, thank you for asking. I'm good. So, I've been in touch with Katrina now for the second time. We've been in discussion about, you know, getting you on the waiver program so, you know, we can hire her and she can get paid for assisting you in day-to-day activities and whatever you need. And then we were just walking her. I was just walking her through the little bit of the enrollment process. From my understanding, she has been in touch with you about the services, correct? Okay. So before any of you guys continue, I know you want to think about it. Do you have any questions for me on how you what
okay.
Like, do you want to know what the program is about? Do you know how? Do you want to know how to get on it? How can I help you? Okay, so essentially what it's about is the state and county provide, and together they provide a service which allows a participant to choose a friend, neighbor, or family member to choose someone to help them out with whatever it is they need. For example, bathing, cleaning, washing, feeding, reminding about medications, just to take care of day-to-day activities. This is to help people to stay out of nursing homes and the hospitals and rehabs and things like that. So what ends up happening is, for example, if Katrina would become your caregiver, she would get paid for helping you out. Now, this is all state-provided. It's a state program.
Mm-hmm.
New York has this program. Many states do have
okay.
this program.
What I have to do on my end?
With
you know,
the help of the agency, have gone onto this program, and it has helped their quality of their life immensely because now they have somebody checking in on them. Whatever it is, they get the help they need. Every case is different, but that's what it is. To get onto the enrollment program, you have to go through a series of assessments. To see if you're physically eligible, and then if you're financially eligible. Again, this sounds like a lot at first, but it's really a piece of cake, and it's really, really not that,
yes.
you know, hard to get. Most people, if they try and get the services without the agency, it could take up to 90 days. With the agency, we try and cut it down to 30. So we really, you know, are here in service to you and to help you out and get you on the service. We would hire Katrina to be your caregiver. We make sure she's legally hired for you and getting paid accordingly weekly for how much hours she's going to be servicing you once you are approved and authorized. So, yeah. So Katrina mentioned to me that your dad's not so comfortable with giving out financial information. So the county is going to provide, is going to need some financial information. It's different for every person. I have my colleague working on your husband's case, George, so I'm not going to be on his case. But in regards to you, are you legally married to George? Okay. So I can see what we are going to do about that.
Okay.
I did explain to Katrina that the financial information is given straight to the county. We don't get that information unless you want us to. It, everything is very, very much protected. The first step in the process would be to get an assessment done by the independent enrollment broker, which is kind of an intermediary between you and the county assistance office. They're going to schedule a medical assessment. It shouldn't take more than a half hour. They come down to your house. They give you an assessment. And then they go ahead and send the results out to the area. They get your doctor to fill out a form.
Be the same people.
It's like I said, it sounds like a lot, but it's very straightforward.
George and I live
hundreds of our clients daily. So it's really not that big of a deal.
He's in the same house and we legally married. He can't get the help either.
But I just
need
you to be comfortable with the process. like I said, this it could take up to 90 days, but with the help of you, you know, we can get this assisted mm-hmm. faster. Okay.
Right. If you go through with it, that's what I would prefer.
Okay.
You know, it wouldn't
so
make no sense
to
have two separate people
come
to your house and
you'd
be in the same household.
I'll be reaching out to you again next week, at the end of next week, just to give you enough time to think about it. Again, any questions or concerns that you have, we are here to help you, and this is really just here to help you. We are in service to you with the county and state, so it's all up to you. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just basically you need two people just to do individual assessments. But once I come on as a caregiver, it will just be me. Yeah.
No. He can also get the help. I'm seeing now if I can get your husband, George, if I can get his case so I can do it together with you and him together so there's not, like, there's no confusion. Is that something you'd prefer? Well, okay, so in regards to that we can't, because you are two different people, they do need to do two separate assessments. Okay, once you let me know that you are ready to continue with the enrollment process, I'll let you know how the assessment works. You don't have to worry about that. It's really very, very easy to set. Okay?
And as far as the medical reasons, so y'all would pay the medical?
Yes,
or
this, to get onto the program, you just have to have these assessments once.
They get paid too, correct?
They don't have to do them again. It's just a one-time thing. Again, it's for the county. Your information is very, very protected. If we were to call into them,
okay.
They would give you just a rundown on how protected they are. They won't even speak to anybody
okay.
who's on the phone. That's
so what it is
not,
you provide
you
the medical reason,
to.
Mom, why we need
like,
to help.
They really are very protective of everyone.
That's all it is in terms
like
of the
I
medical.
Said,
so you have to see your diagnosis, what's going on with you, what kind of things you think you need help with,
they are
things like
happy,
that.
And it has helped the quality of their life immensely because now they have their friend, their neighbor coming in. Let's say you get approved for 10 hours a week. You know, you divide that between every day and somebody's coming in every day to check on you, do what needs
mm-hmm.
to be done, and they're getting paid for it. So it's a win-win.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm trying to understand. No. So this is all state funded. This is all state funded. Nobody, the agency doesn't get paid out of pocket by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We're
so, Ms. Shira, so would it mean that, like, anything that I do for them, I would have to complete the day, like an assessment,
yes,
like there's just an app? Where I go in and say, okay, I work from this time to that time, and I help them with bathing. I help them with transportation to a doctor's appointment.
For example, if you have a hard time walking up and down the steps,
or medication reminders, I kind of document that on a day-to-day basis.
Ladies' room by yourself. If you have a hard time just cooking or standing,
how do you document what you've done
things like
to support somebody on a day-to-day basis?
It's very normal for them to hear. They have all cases ranging from 20 years old to very, very old, and people with all different cases. And if you have any hard time with anything, that's what they want to hear, and that's what they want to see if you're eligible for. But if you, you know, tell them that, oh, you're fine, and, you know, you can do everything on your own, then it's counterproductive because they want to see that if you get a little dizzy standing too long, they want to make sure that you have someone there to help you in those days that are very hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me? I didn't hear you.
Okay.
So I wouldn't, so I would, the fact that you want to be their caregiver is great. I wouldn't mention it yet to the IEB, Independent Enrollment Office, because right now their main concern is trying to see if your mom
mm-hmm.
is eligible for services. So everything that you do for her, taking her to appointments and things like that, in any way that you assist her, she herself has to mention to them. Let's say they come down for the assessment and they're going to be like, okay, so what do you have a hard time with? She's going to have to list all those things, okay? And but what happens after she gets approved, we go ahead and we hire you.
Yeah.
Now, what does that look like? That means that you get
okay.
paid for helping her out. Let's say for argument's sake she gets approved.
Okay, yeah, that's all that. Just wondering, like,
you
on my end, like, is there any paper or
we'll
electronic documentation that has been completed for the daily living thing?
And we will pay you for helping her out. You get paid for the week before every Friday. Okay, and then what happens is you get a coordinator assigned to you, and she's going to follow up that your mom's plan of care is being taken care of. Let's say your mom's plan of care is taking
okay.
her to appointments, helping her out with breakfast, dinner, doing some light house tours, whatever that is. Your coordinator is just going to follow up with your mom once a month, make sure all those things are being taken care of, and that's basically it. And then we just leave you to it. You got to make sure you're clocking in and out. What's it called? You have
okay,
to be clocking
good.
In
thank
and
you.
Out. That's part of what needs to be done. And, you know, everything gets
no,
done.
I don't have no questions
very
right
well
now.
From there on.
All right. Thank
you,
Sharon.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you.